Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking your calls, 410-583-1057 is the number. I like this one. Let's go to Tampa and get Joe. Joe, what's going on, man? Joe. Joe is gone. Let's go to Baltimore and get Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning,
man. All right. Hey, I want to start out by saying this. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a fan of this guy coming here, so you can take that with a grain of salt. You feel him piling on or whatever, but
who?
Cooper Rush.
Okay.
I just don't think he's a good fit for what the Ravens do. I don't know. I mean, he might even be a better quarterback than Huntley or Josh Johnson was. I just don't like the fit. And then yesterday, 4th and 1, 4th and 2. Throw the ball to somebody, man. Don't throw it out of bounds, man. That just shows you that's not aware of even what's going on in the game.
You're right. 100% you're right. That was really stupid.
Throw it to somebody. I don't care if you throw an interception. You're trying to make a play. I can live with that.
Yeah.
But throw it out of bounds?
Try for anything. Try for a PI call. Anything. Throw the ball into traffic. Yeah.
Something. Give me a chance. That's all I'm saying. Give me a chance. Don't send me into a gunfight with a paper clip.
Yeah. Yeah, that made no sense at all. It was like no game awareness. 4th down, end of the game.
Throw it out of bounds. Yeah.
Throw it out of bounds. What are you doing? What are you doing? Throw it to anybody.
Let's go to Danny in Severn. What's up, Danny?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I heard you as I was driving in this morning talking about the Ravens injuries and all, and it wasn't Hardball's fault. Well, wasn't that the same with Hyde? He had all those injuries, and he got fired. So why can't they fire a Hardball?
It took him a long time to fire Hyde, though. I mean, that's I hear what you're saying. I see your comparison.
But Hyde had no track record here.
Exactly. That's where I was going.
Very different.
That's where I was going. Yeah. And we don't know what that situation was going into the season. Just because your one team does it doesn't mean the other team has to. I'm not saying fault, no fault. My whole point about the injuries, though, that's the latest thing. And the defense was banged up, but the offense looked bad, too. They didn't have a slew of injuries to start the game there. Joe in Woodbury. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, fellas. Hey, that one caller you had called earlier, man, he must have been reading my mind. He had made a lot of good points. But all I can say is, man, the investment in the front 5 on offense and the front 7 on defense, to me, that's a DaCosta thing because – I always wonder why they kept drafting projects. I would never draft a person that never had a sack in college. And the offensive line hasn't been good to me since, 19? The guy I spoke upon who were on that line. So it's all about, we all know football is in the trenches. That's where it starts. And it seems as though they want to invest in the back end. But the back end is nothing without the front 7. So I feel as though the front 7 and the front 5 is causing us this dilemma we're in. And also, the knowledge of the players. I heard somebody say something about the desire to play. And I was thinking about the song, Fire and Desire. Do we have players that have that fire, have that vigor, that want to play and play hard? But, you know, and one more thing I can say about coaching. Now, at halftime, you go into halftime to make adjustments. But a good defensive coach already knows what adjustments you need to make for what he's already doing to you. So he's one step ahead because he's known the adjustment you're going to make to what he's already doing to you. So when you come back out with your adjustments, it don't mean jack. Take it easy, fellas.
Let's go to Tyler in Baltimore. What's up, Tyler?
Good morning to you, fellas. But, you know, he just, the last caller just spoke on some of the things that I wanted to speak on. Just with, like, you know, we invested heavy in our offense to build around Maul, but, like, these past few years, it's just like we've been just getting by with our trenches. It's just disappointing because we come into the season, especially this season, with so much expectation. Oh, they're going to be this, they're going to be that. And it's like, damn, yo, we starting the season off like this, like it hurt. You feel me? Just to sit there and watch, like, that shit painful. Like, excuse my language, but.
Well, you excuse, but it's not a.
You messed up the whole segment, man. No, seriously, man.
FCC doesn't care about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you messed up the whole segment, man. I mean, this is a call segment. You call in and use dumb language.
Mm-hmm.
An adult. We do this every day. You don't think we talk differently off air?
The second the mics are closed.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, you messed up the whole segment for everybody else because we can't take calls now until the dump button catches up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it, man. I really don't get it. Like, you don't know what language
we behave?
You don't know what language is acceptable on air and not off air. You just messed up the entire segment for Steve in Baltimore, for Jay in Baltimore. They can't get on air now.
Yeah, hang on, folks. We're getting there. It's building back up. I see some light coming on here.
Jeez whiz.
Ugh.
Baltimore Ravens lose yesterday to the Kansas City Chiefs. Bad loss. Bad loss for this team, 37-20. Joe, you got some text for us?
Slowing down over here.
Excuse my language. So you said excuse my language right after you said what you had to say, so you knew where you were going with this. You knew where you were going.
All right, I got some text for you. Marlon just wanted to leave the game. He was getting torched all after.
Yeah, everybody says that. Do you believe that?
I don't believe that, but I mean, a lot of people are saying it. I don't buy that.
Again, we're questioning. We had, who was it called in and said, do we have the guys with fire? Do we have this? We have that? I mean, come on. So
any dogs?
So when they win games, they have fire. When they lose games, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And you're questioning NFL players, man. You're questioning NFL players. I don't get that. That's like when we used to question Ronnie. We questioned Ronnie Stanley whether he was tough enough. And now Ronnie Stanley went into the game on Sunday that he probably shouldn't have played because of injury. Mm-hmm. And now you can't wait to get Ronnie Stanley back. Which one
Correct.
Is it? Which one is it? Is he tough or is he not tough?
You know why? Spoiled fan base.
Oh, spoiled. Spoiled fan base. But you can't say that, Ed. Can't say spoiled. Yeah. Spoiled is the wrong word to use. People get upset when you call them spoiled. You know why? Because they're spoiled. Mike Press's report call. We'll round up at 9:30 with him. We also have Monday Night Football preview at 9:45. A doubleheader tonight for Monday Night Football. But on the other side, Ed and I are going to go around the NFL and give you out MVPs. Maybe we'll have enough time at the end of the segment to catch up on some of these phone calls. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is when we go around the NFL. We give you our MVPs for football over the weekend. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback. My MVPs, I gave you a little sneak preview a little bit early when we went around the AFC North. I'm going to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers game because I thought he kept the chains moving and he gave the Steelers offense a little momentum that they had. I'm going with Kenneth Gainwell, 19 carries, 99 yards, and two tutties, as Joe would call it. Two tutties. I thought this guy, I like Kenneth Gainwell. I do. I think he is probably one of the better options that running backs that they've had for a couple of years there in Pittsburgh. I'm hoping that they don't know how to use him because he could be a problem. I'm hoping they screw this up big time because he could be a problem. And you know what's uncharacteristic of me, Ed?
Yeah.
One of my MVPs.
Not a quarterback?
Plays running back. You know who my other MVP is? Another running back, James
really?
Cook.
Yeah.
22 carries, 117 yards for the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen, some people say, well, he wasn't that impressive. He didn't have to be. He didn't have to be. Team won 31-19. They had an early lead. They pulled away late in the game. Largely to James Cook, 22 carries. 5 yards a carry, a touchdown. The longest of when you have 117 yards rushing, Ed, and your longest carry is 15 yards, that means you're grinding it out. It wasn't a 60-yarder or a 50-yarder that he had. His longest was 15 yards. I mean, he's pounding these guys, man. I love that about him.
He's freaking good is what he is. He really, really is. I mean, he's something else, man.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Your MVPs?
Well, I had Cook because I didn't talk. But I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, he had a good game.
He had a real good game. He had 341 yards in the air and three touchdowns. And then win, you know, they win over the Colts. And I got to say, I'm going to give this – it's rare, obviously, that we do this in a loss. But I'm going to give this to Baker Mayfield. It's unusual for me to pick two quarterbacks. But I just liked his story, honestly. He had a good day yesterday. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He had actually, it's his best day of the season. 289 yards, 22 out of 40. His completion percentage was only 55, but he did have two touchdowns. He had the terrible, ratings. But he brought the team back against the Eagles. And I got to say, to me, I think the Bucs are lucky to have him now because this was a loss. He did not have a great day. He threw for decent yards, but he almost brought them back at the end. And to me, I like seeing guys with heart like him because I thought he was done a few years ago. I mean, I thought he was done out of the league. Like after that whole experience with the Browns, and then to go to the Panthers and do nothing and just kind of, I think, be underused or misused or whatever it is. Then somebody finds a home in Tampa, follows Tom Brady, and makes his team good again. Well, kept the team good since Brady left. So I'm just going to give it to him and that loss to the Eagles yesterday, 31-25.
And we had this conversation. You remember this? It was before he went on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I said to you, the Browns will regret giving up on Baker Mayfield. We had this conversation. Baker Mayfield has an it factor about him. He has an it quality about him. And the Browns screwed that up royally. They have not replaced him yet. He's replaced them. Last time he went to the playoffs, Browns and won a playoff game. Guess who your quarterback was? Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield. So go on. Take it for granted. Let's go to Baltimore. Let's get Steve. Good morning to you, Steve. Good morning to you, Steve.
Hello?
Yeah, man. You can hear it.
That quick trigger. I was hanging up as he said hello. Tony in Walbrook. What's up, Tony?
He gone. What's going on, y'all? Hey, yo, tell me your opinion. When I was watching the game yesterday, I was getting frustrated because I felt like Todd Monken wasn't really, really calling plays that were complimentary to the defense. And what I mean is after the first drive, he completely abandoned the run, which I think he did against Detroit. Henry only had 4 carries in the first half, but he was averaging 7 yards a carry. So I don't think he stayed disciplined with the run.
Yeah.
And when he kept getting pass happy, and they were getting to us, it was easy three and outs, which meant the defense was staying on the field far too long. The first two possessions for Kansas City were field goals, which I think they held their ground. But if they constantly on the field longer than the offense, I don't think he really, really caught good complimentary game.
Hey, Tony,
and I know the time of possession
I'm,
over.
I'm glad you said that, because you know what I was thinking? What is Andy Reid known for? Play calling, right? Tremendous play calling, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's an innovator. And sometimes offensive coordinators get too cute and they make the game about themselves. And to me, it looked more like Monken was trying to beat Andy Reid than he was win the game.
Just like the AFC Championship game, the fourth and one and the third and one were ridiculous calls to me. I just didn't understand. Even Romo said, like, hey, Henry's not in, so where's the real disguise in the play you're going to call? You know it's some pass going on. So I don't want to put no blame on nobody. You feel what I'm saying? 1-3 isn't that big of a hole. It's a hole, but I just think the coaching and the players are not playing complementary to each other. So I just wanted to see how y'all felt about that.
I feel the same way. I thought that as I was watching the game yesterday. Timmy in Baltimore. What's up, Timmy?
Hello?
What's up, man?
Not man, it's Kenny, man. Kenny.
Well, it's, my bad. It says Timmy, but that's fine. You Kenny. Kenny, what's up, Kenny?
What's up,
how come you tell a man Timmy when your name is Kenny? You screwed that up, man. No, sorry. Go ahead, man. What's on your mind?
I'm just saying, man, I love the adversity they're having now, man. You know what I mean? Because by us being like all this hype and all this stuff, man, it never works, man. I like coming in as an underdog like we used to be, man. You know, like they say in the playoffs, oh, the Ravens get in the playoffs, they lose. I like the time when they said, don't let the Ravens get in the playoffs. You know what I mean? If they get in there, you know what I mean, they're going to be a problem. That's what I want, man. So I like the adversity, man. I like the guys coming off the bench getting experience, man, because we're going to need them for the Super Bowl run. We're going to the Super Bowl, baby. I'm letting you know now, this adversity, we're getting stronger and stronger, you know, as far as the team chemistry and everything. Man, we're going to be awesome. Watch. We're going to figure it out. Watch, y'all.
I don't doubt that they'll figure it out. I don't. I don't know if they get to the Super Bowl, but I don't doubt they figure it out. Let's go to Aberdeen, get Hunter. What's up, Hunter?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
So I'm glad to hear that it's kind of shifting back to the coaches here a little bit in the conversation. I think the big issue is trust in the team, trust in Harbaugh. I think he might have lost the locker room a little bit, and I don't think that the guys are out there, you know, not playing for him on purpose or anything like that, but watching these games, man, I just think back to Mark Ingram, big trust, how good the vibe of the team was for those couple of years, and even those last couple of years before this year, you know, real slow start. I think you've got guys out there that just don't trust the people in front of them, don't trust the people behind them. I think on defense, you've got the linemen. You know, they're trying to get to the quarterback. They're doing what they can. They're beat up, I understand, but you know, you've got your linebackers lining up, not sure whether they're going to rush and trust the secondary behind them to cover the gaps, cover the guys in man coverage. You've got the secondary knowing that they can't, you know, cover guys for 15 seconds while the line fumbles trying to get to the quarterback. You've got Lamar, doesn't know whether or not he's going to, you know, is he looking at a clear pocket or is he going to get rushed by four guys within a couple seconds? You've got special teams. They don't seem to know what they're doing. Tremendously long returns all season. It's pretty crazy when you have, you know, Harbaugh, who's supposed to be special teams expert, used to be a master of one. Now he's kind of looking a little bit like a master of none. I just think the whole team doesn't have trust in the guys they're playing with, the guys they know that they're going to be replacing on the field when, you know, defense comes on the field. And
it's tough to say. It's tough to say after all the success they had together that all of a sudden they don't trust one another. It's tough for me to accept that. Buffalo Zoe, what's up?
Hey, I just got I've been listening to y'all all morning. I just got a question. Do y'all think y'all need to get rid of y'all DC?
I've been thought that. I thought that from a long time ago.
I know it's crazy, and it's a tough pill to swallow for y'all right now.
Why is it a tough pill to swallow? Why is it? You mean getting rid of him or losing?
Yeah, him. I mean, for me, just looking at y'all game yesterday, correct me if I was wrong. Was Brent?
You're wrong.
No, listen though. Was Brent Urban out there playing middle linebacker when Roquan? Like, why not put Hamilton down there and just play nickel all day or something, man? Like, I ain't understand what was going on.
Hey, Buffalo Zoe, you worry about your own team, all right? Don't call here analyzing our team.
Man.
Don't call here analyzing our team, Buffalo Zoe.
It's so condescending.
Yeah, well, I don't really like your tone right now, man. You know, you're kind of talking down to us a little bit right now. I don't appreciate it.
Rob, go Bills, bro.
Dump them. Get them off. Get them out.
I love that dude, man. 410-583-1057 is the number. He might be my favorite Bills fan of all time. He might be. And I knew a lot of them in college. Final thoughts and promo for Monday Night Football at 9:45. But on the other side, Mike Preston's report card. He's going to round it up next on The Fan. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Mike Preston. Mike, what's going on, man?
Same crap, new day, man, but trying to get on home. You know what I mean?
Like my dad says, same crap, different toilet.
Yes, indeed.
Mike, a lot of people out here are, and you did a, what was your grade for coaching this week?
Coaching, I gave him a D, B minus, somewhere in there. I didn't think they were very good. I didn't think the team responded very well after getting beat by Detroit. I thought they would do better. I thought, actually, to be honest, I thought they would lose by 7 to 10 points, but I didn't think they would get blown out like they did yesterday.
So you think you put that blowout on the coaches?
I put part of it on the coaches, but part of it I put on injuries. It's like everything else, Rob. You never say it's one thing. You blame it. It's a team concept. They didn't have their act together, and they didn't respond well. So I blame it on everybody. It's all part of the process. You know, it's just like when they win. I give the coaches credit. I give everybody credit. That's mm-hmm. the same thing, same philosophy.
And, Mike, you know what's got me? The one thing I noticed that really bothered me, I think it was Wiggins throwing his hands up. I can't remember who it was confused by coverage late in the game. Clearly didn't know what the coverage was. It was, like, visible, you know, waving his arms, like, hey, whoa, what are we in? What are we in? And that reminds me of early on with Orr, where the secondary looked confused all the time. Is this kind of what we're going through again, where they don't know what the hell their assignments are?
They shouldn't be, because when you went into the season, you thought that the defense had to catch up a little bit, but you knew the offense was going to be explosive, but you thought the defense would pick up from last season.
Yeah.
Now, that I'm surprised by that and to hear that. I saw some miscommunication out there as far as other things, but, you know, like Marlon Humphrey kind of guessing and guessing wrong, you know.
Yeah.
I saw some other things going on, but, you know, it's about discipline. You know what I mean? These guys have to be in the right spots at the right time, and you see it all the time, and they just don't get the message for some reason, and I don't know what it is.
And that's bad. And again, that is coaching, because that means if I'm not getting the message, that's a lack of communication. Mike Preston joins us from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. All right, Mike, right now they're 1-3, all right? If they go out and win against the Texans, the Rams, the Bears, the Dolphins, the Vikings, the Browns, and the Jets, the next seven games. You can even throw in the Bengals. But they go 7-0 over the next seven games, and they now are 8-3. Have you learned anything about this team, even with that?
No. Yeah. Because it just tells me the NFL is pretty bad. I mean, you have about good 6 to 8 teams, but after that, there's a severe drop-off. So I expect them to go on that winning streak. I expect them to get to that point where they win 7-8 games in a row. I mean, you look at it, Cleveland, Cincinnati, even the Steelers. I mean, they're not very good right now. So I expect them to win those games. But by the end of the season, do I expect them to get better? That's the hope. You know, you got to get hot going into the postseason, and they're not hot. Not right now, anyway, that's for sure. But what I look at more closely is who they're losing to.
Right, right.
And what can they do in the postseason? Because they're losing to these teams that are playoff caliber teams.
Yep.
And to me, that's a sign. It's like they're not there yet. And may never be there.
And that's what scares me, Mike. And that's what I said. When you consider yourself upper echelon, but you're giving up 38, 39 points a game and losing to that upper echelon, those upper echelon teams, that's alarming to me.
Yeah, and that's the way I approach it. That's the way I look at it. And I don't think they'll beat the Rams. Not the Rams that I saw the other day. Mm-hmm. That ain't happening. But they'll beat Houston, and then they'll go on that roll. But, no, doesn't mean they're going to get any better. And then, hey, Rob, and they ain't going to get a pass rusher. No, all right? No. They ain't on the roster. So would that happen? No. They're still a team in search of, and see if they can get it together. But I don't see it right now. No.
What do you think about the decision to run Derrick Henry only 8 times? I mean, this is, I'm looking around the league, like, you know, James Cook had 22 carries, Jante had a bunch. I mean, this, every other premier running back in the league is getting, you know, 20 carries a game. Our guy gets 8, and. And then the excuse, first of all, they're only behind 20-10 at the half. This game was well within, it was not a blowout. The game was a game. So why would you stop doing what you do best?
That's a question that you might have to ask Coach Harbaugh.
He gave kind of a vague answer.
I know, I saw it. I'm just being facetious. Yeah. And that's the name of this. That's kind of like the philosophy of this team. They've done that in the past where they've gotten away from what they do best, which is running the football. But at least in the third quarter, they came out and they gave Henry some runs. And they were effective moving the ball. Remember, that resulted in a field goal by Loop. And I thought they were still within their offense, but then they got away from it again.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think with this team, you have to run the football to be effective. And that's their offense. And until I'm proven wrong, until I see something different, they're going to struggle because they got to run. That's the name of the game.
He's Mike Preston. You can find his report card at BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, thanks a lot, my man. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right. See you guys.
All right, see you, man.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Baltimore and get Sean. What's up, Sean?
What's up, Rob?
Not much, man.
Hey, man, I got to get in your butt, man. We did so bad. You up here playing Pittsburgh highlights. That's what we doing now.
Who?
Playing DJ Metcalf highlights, man. We don't want to hear that, man.
Hold on. Back up for a second, Sean. The name of the segment is the AFC North Report. We always play the highlights of an AFC team. Because the Browns got destroyed, they had no highlights.
You're right. I feel a little soft spot.
I know you do. Know and, I mean? And you know, if you notice, Sean, I didn't come back at you hard because I know where you are right now. You're a little emotional. That's fine.
Hey, Rob. But look, let me get on the game. I appreciate that. But, like I said, man, I'm a little disappointed that we didn't score 30 because I had the game 30-38 Kansas City. I ain't going to lie. That's what I had the game at. But besides that, man, like I said, man, we all right, man. We're going to be all right. And I'm gonna put this little cold fact out there. I guarantee you, the rest of the season, I'm gonna say nobody not gonna put up 30+30 on us. Nobody.
That's bold. I mean, you got some teams out there that can score
Rams
coming up.
Coming in.
I appreciate you getting your Kendrick Lamar on. We gonna be all right, but you know what I mean. You got some teams out there that can score at will. Walt in Middle River, what's up, Walt?
Yeah, how you doing? What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. How are you?
All right. I'm disappointed and disgusted, man.
Okay.
You know, I mean, as far I don't blame Harbaugh. He's got 50 head cases and 50-some drama queens to deal with. And if you're a professional, you don't give up and fake injuries. You don't give up and just fake injuries. Mahomes would have been out there hopping around on one leg. So that's basically all I really got to say, you know?
Thanks a lot, my man. I'm not going with the faking injuries though until that's proven. That is a hard. Those are serious accusations, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going with that until somebody proves it to me. Yeah, honestly. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas? Good morning.
Hanging in there, man. What's going on?
Not too bad, man. Monday morning. We're reeling from an ugly one. Just real quickly, fellas. I think it's kind of petty that these high-paid players can skip the media practice or the media things afterwards, and it started with Mark Andrews last year when he fell short with the inability to make a play at the end of the game. And the Ravens are just a hot mess right now, fellas. I mean, this is ugly.
Who missed yesterday? Who missed the media yesterday?
I mean, they threw Justice Hill in there. They threw a couple of the other dudes. I mean, not the star players, not the ones whose jerseys we buy, Rob. Like, where's Lamar?
Wasn't he hurt?
He was injured.
Yeah.
I'm hurt every day, too, bro.
But
I run concrete work. I'm hurt all the time. Where's he at?
I understand what you're saying, but he doesn't – I mean, I respect what you do for a living, but he has rules that he can go by, and I don't know the last time you saw a player who left the game because of injury – show up for the media
press conference. Yeah.
Press conference afterwards.
I mean, they usually go right to the. Because
all the questions you ask them pertain to the injury, and that's what you don't have any answers right now for that.
Mm-hmm.
Final thoughts, and take a look at tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Noah, what's your final thoughts on Ravens 37-20 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, God. I mean, other than it was just ugly. It was very tough to watch it. I could not wait for the game to end. And then you come out of there with more significant injuries. So
yeah.
It was just there's nothing good about yesterday. It was just a very bad day. It was a horrible loss. It wasn't even as close as the score. And now when I counted up, I think there's 14 or 15 starters on the injured right now. So, I mean, I don't know what the hell's going to happen with this team.
You know, for me, I echo your sentiments because it was one of those games where I said, if I didn't have to talk about it tomorrow, I would turn this crap off right now.
Yeah.
I didn't want to watch the rest of it. You know, I didn't. They look lethargic. They look awful. There was nothing, there were no redeeming qualities about that game. There's nothing that I take away said, here's the bright side. Because normally, games like that, you say, well, at least we came out healthy. You didn't even do that.
No, you did not. That's right.
There were no redeeming qualities about that football game. Nothing that I take away as a bright side. They look bad. There's some soul searching to be done from top to bottom in this organization before they go to next week and take on the Houston Texans, Matt in York, Pennsylvania. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing well, man. We got a jamboree this weekend. We're going to be up in York. What's on your mind?
Oh, that's awesome, man. Awesome. Sweet. Yeah, just wanted to say that Zach Orr has been fired from the Ravens, is going to hit so hard today. I pray that I get that notification off of Twitter at some point.
You think it'll happen?
Man. Oh, I hope so, man. I hope so, because if not, we are just going to get picked apart all year long. That Zach Orr playing that zone defense, when you have no pass rush, you cannot play the zone defense, man. The Mahomes is standing back there for 10 seconds. Of course they're going to get open all day long. We just got picked apart. And like you said about turning the game off, man, when Cooper Rush came in, threw that ball away on fourth down on our inside of the field, that's exactly when I turned the game off. I was like, this isn't even worth watching. If we don't go out and sign a quarterback within the next week and Lamar's out for multiple weeks, I guarantee you we will not win another game. Unless Henry goes off or whatever, but then we're reluctant to run the ball. So who knows? But yeah,
there's not a quarterback out there that's going to get you wins if Lamar's out. Rock Hall, Michael. What's up, Michael?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir.
One quick
point and a question and hopefully a constructive criticism. Ed, your point about them, the defense, not wrapping up. You're correct. They're also not hitting. They're reaching.
They're reaching to hit. And when they hit with their shoulder and don't wrap. It's just bad tackling.
Yeah, definitely. And that's not the defense's only problem, obviously. But here's my question on the offense. Is Lamar not seeing open receivers? Or are the because he doesn't seem to be scanning the field. To me, watching on TV, he looks right or he looks left and doesn't start going through a progression.
That's scanning the field, looking right and left. It's hard for me. And I know he has a criticism of holding on to the ball too long, but it's hard for me to put total criticism on a guy that's completing 72 of his passes with a passer rating of 130. I think his biggest criticism is that he holds on to the ball. I don't think there's an analyst in the NFL that says Lamar Jackson doesn't scan the field. I don't think you'll find any analyst in the NFL who says that. In fact, they'd say the opposite of him. My biggest criticism of Lamar is he holds on to the ball too long. However, 72% of his passes he completes for a passer rating of 130, 10 touchdowns, 1 interception. I don't think you'll find Tony Romo, Tom Brady, all the former quarterback analysts, none of them would tell you he doesn't read defenses, he doesn't scan the field well. I challenge you to find one person that says that.
I'm assuming the call is just pointing to, like, you'll see a wide open receiver
underneath,
waving his arm somewhere. Right. Like, yeah, okay. Everybody misses those.
But I don't think in this case that he misses that. I think he's looking for a deeper option.
Yeah, he might be. Yeah.
I think he's like, I see you, but let me go down. And that's when he gets himself in trouble.
Yeah.
I think it's more of that than anything. Now let's take a look at tonight's Monday Night Football action. A doubleheader, Jets versus Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Ed, who are you liking this one? Both teams are winless.
Both teams are winless, yes. I'm going to go with the Jets in this game. I just think they're less bad, is the way I can put it. They're two bad teams. The Jets have had, I think, better showings this year. Particularly, they shouldn't have lost the game to Pittsburgh. I just think that they're, less bad, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you look at it, they lost to the Buccaneers by 2 points. They lost to the Steelers by 2 points. The Bills kicked their ass, but that's to be expected. Other than that, they played 2 close games out of the 3 losses, so I just think they're better than the Dolphins. They're going to win.
Man, I'm glad I got I had the privilege of hosting something for Pathfinders for Autism at Capitol Grill tonight, and I have an excuse to miss this game. Because I have no desire whatsoever to see this game. None. The Jets versus the Dolphins. You know who I want to see in this game?
Who?
No one. Absolutely no one.
Uniforms, Rob.
Oh, that's right. You said new uniforms for the Dolphins.
Yes, Nike Rivals uniform.
Oh, is it Rivals Night?
Yeah, it's a new thing they're going to have.
For both of them?
I think it is for both of them. I know they're only doing like 5 teams this season.
But the Jets are definitely one of them.
The Jets, Dolphins, there's 3 others. I don't think the Ravens will see theirs until 2028.
Yeah.
Remember that time I wanted to watch a game for the uniform game? Remember that time? Exactly. Second game, Bengals versus Broncos. I do have a rooting interest in the game. I want the Broncos to win so the Bengals can get another loss, because right now the Bengals are 2-1. Bengals are 2-1. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Ravens are tied with the Browns right now in the AFC North. So go Broncos tonight.
I'm with you, yeah. I mean, you know. Let's ride. What's that? What's his name?
Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Vinny and Haney up next. They will take you through yesterday's 37-20 loss against the Kansas City Chiefs. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Manic Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.